Hello, and welcome to When They Popped. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Mary. All right, you guys, let's go back. Back to the beginning. The year is 2004. It's Monday night. It's time to tune into our favorite MTV reality show. Hilary Duff's Come Clean starts to play in the background. Let the rain fall down and wake my dreams. Let it wash away my sanity. Cause I wanna feel the thunder. I want to scream. Let the rain fall down. I come and rain. You and all your friends are invested in wondering what drama lay ahead for the love triangle between Kristen, Lauren, and Steven, and later, Jason, Alex M., and Jessica.
I have chills!
You guys, it's finally
time... I'm so excited!
You guys, it's finally time to discuss the era-defining reality series Laguna Beach. This show set the standard and blueprint for reality TV to come. The cast of Laguna Beach was all seemingly so grown up, but in high school, just like us. This was the real Orange County, as the show's intro made it very, very, very clear. Now we know MTV lied to us. Gasp! Was any of it real? The cast of Laguna Beach became bona fide celebrities. We would see them on red carpets, billboards, Hollister sold merch, Team Kristen and Team LC t-shirts. I'm not kidding. I had both.
You played both sides?
Well, I switched allegiances as the show went on, okay?
But everyone starts as an LC girly and then they move over to a Kristen girly. That's the correct trajectory.
That was my trajectory and I had to get a new shirt to reflect that. But how about the one-liners from the show? They're just still so recognizable and quotable to this day. Steven,
where are you? Steven!
My car is donezo.
Jessica, Jason is cheating on you.
Jessica, you need to listen to me. Jason has cheated on you.
Wait, how do you know?
Oh my God, my favorite was when Kristen goes, David Busters, creepy guys. Or season one, when Lo said to Lauren, Was somebody mean to you?
Oh my God.
My friends and I say that to each other all the time.
I mean, they're just so iconic. The show was everything.
Before we head back to the beach, here's a little disclaimer that we do not own or claim to own the rights to the performances or clips in this episode. The purpose of these clips is for commentary and critique.
So, in honor of the show's upcoming 20th anniversary, we are so excited to treat our listeners to a visit from one of the show's breakout stars, Alex Murrell, or Alex M, as her friends lovingly called her. Alex was a huge highlight of season two, which was, in my opinion, arguably the best of the three seasons. Alex was such a great addition to the cast, as she was clearly not going to take shit from anyone and seemed unwilling to be anything but herself on the show. We love an authentic queen. Alex, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Ooh.
My voice is
like so nostalgic.
I'm
dying right now.
I know that raspy, like,
yes.
Still there, guys. 20 years later, or however many years it's been.
Thank God.
We love it. I might ask you to say, I like your shirt, I like your pants, I like your face.
Oh my gosh.
I like that shirt.
Thanks, honey.
I like your pants.
Thanks, honey.
I like your face.
Let's go over there.
I like cringe so hard when I rewatch that. I was like, oh my gosh.
No, Alex, I don't think you understand. Like, my friends and I said that we still say it to each other to this day, and it's like the highest compliment that we can give someone. So, and it's all because
okay,
of
well,
you.
That makes it better then. Yes. Now I like it. Now it's not as cringy.
It is not cringy. It's so fun. Aww. Well, Alex, on our podcast, we like to help our guests get into the Y2K mindset. So, to bring us back to the year 2005, we wanted to play a little icebreaker. But yes. Not to put you on the spot, but Y2K fashion is all the rage right now. The Gen Zs are really ripping a page out of the Laguna Beach fashion handbook. I mean, even those like thick braided metallic belts.
Oh my gosh, it is coming back.
It's all coming back.
Or the belts with the, like, they're doing like the studs, but we have the holes at the time. Oh my God. Remember those?
Yeah. Yes.
Do we ever? Yeah. What is one fashion trend from your Laguna Beach days that you're really happy is back?
Maybe UGG boots, but I mean, like, honestly, not much. I don't love, I mean, I don't miss, I mean, I feel lucky that it's still high-waisted jeans, because, like, I remember the low pants, like, were so low. Do you guys remember Frankie B's? Like, couldn't bend over, because, like, your whole butt crack would show. Like, it was, like, so, it was, like, as low as you could get, and I'm like, I never want that to come back. I'll never, ever. But I love, like, I still love a UGG boot. I feel like now they're, like, back and people wear it would, like, make it cute. Like, a lot cuter than back then. So.
Yes.
That's a good answer.
Everyone's really into the micro UGGs, but I heard from a couple trend predictors that the tall ones are going to be back this season.
Yes. So. Okay. Those are the ones I don't know if I would rock. I have the micro ones. But, like, I also said I wouldn't do a Birkenstock, and here I am with Birkenstock. So who knows?
Here we are.
Yeah.
Well, now that we're mentally, emotionally, spiritually back in the year of peak Kitson shopping. Remember Kitson?
Gosh, do I?
Let's get into it. Mary has a bunch of amazing.
Yes. Oh my, yes. Von Dutch.
Von Dutch. Oh, I had like 50 Von Dutch hats, and I was not a good hat wearer. I should have had all those.
Me neither. I wanted them all, but I couldn't wear them because it just looked wrong. But Same. Oh god.
But you see that chrome hearts are coming back. Like I remember that was like a big.
Season 2 of Laguna Beach gave us so many fashion shows, like the Stop the Slide. The fashion show against when you guys were raising money for the mudslide victims. I mean, we got a lot of fashion in season 2.
Oh,
and
we sure did.
We are very grateful.
Well, Alex, we've done our homework. We know a bit of your Laguna Beach origin story. Your parents, you said, were super supportive of you doing the show. You were already friends with a lot of the cast members before going on. Kristen and you were tight. I believe I heard you said you and Jason's family went way back. You were friends with Taylor, Alex H. You said in previous interviews, as have other cast members, that people really didn't know what reality TV was back then. Laguna Beach was truly a pioneer in that regard. And many kids and their parents probably had no idea what they were signing up for in the beginning. Like, what made you want to participate in the show?
I feel like as season 1 was airing, we were already filming for season 2.
Oh.
And so it kind of like, it blew up as we were filming. So I knew that it was like a lot bigger than what like was anticipated when the show first came out. But I grew up doing musical theater my whole life. I thought I would move to New York and be on Broadway. Like that was like always my goal in life. And that's what I thought I was going to do. So being famous, I was like, oh, this is like, I mean, that wasn't like my mental thought of it, but I was like, this could like help further my singing career. Like maybe like this will help me. But mostly, like, I don't even know if I was that, like, mature in my thoughts at that time. But, like, I feel like it was just, like, what a cool opportunity to sit with, like, my best friends were doing it. So, like, why wouldn't I do it? You know? Like, and it was fun. Like, I looked at it as, like, a really, like, great opportunity experience.
And your parents were just totally, like, this is fine. Go for it. No concerns. No hesitations.
Yeah. No, they were fully on board. Like, same mental process. This is like a once in a lifetime thing. So why not? Like my parents had no issue at all.
And what was that interview process like with MTV? I remember hearing you guys got like packets or something to fill out.
Packets.
Like,
I've heard so much about the packets.
So, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I filled out a packet because by this point, like for the first season, I know that they did because they were trying to find like the friend group and like see who kind of fit with who. But as like it moved into the second season, I feel like they were following like the drama. So like Taylor and Kristen kind of had a storyline because they didn't get along. And I was Taylor's best friend, but I was also friends with Kristen. So it was still like all in the same friend group. And they kind of just spilled over to see like how the storyline would be with like these new characters that were coming in. So it was kind of like a natural thing that happened. And I remember I like sat down, I think I did like an in-person interview and they just asked me like, you know, all the like, what do you think of this person? What do you think of that person? Like, you know, they're trying to paint the picture, like how this next season would go.
And were you like, oh my God, I really, really hope I get this. Like, or was it just like, you know, my friends are doing this. This could be cool. Like, where were you at?
It's like, I wish I could remember fully, but I think it was definitely exciting for anyone interviewing. Cause I was like, hey, this is like going to be on TV. Like how cool. And then like forever we get to like see this and film together with my friends on the weekend. Like it mm-hmm. became like kind of our high school experience. So yeah, I was super excited. I mean, I kind of always felt like I would get it because I'm like as you can see on the show, a no filtered person and personality. So I feel like they knew that they were going to probably get what they wanted because I was willing to just be myself on camera and not edit myself in any way. So I think I was pretty confident I was going to get the spot.
That probably helped, you know, going in confident as well.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now, what about in Laguna? We didn't know the timeline exactly that season one was airing while you guys were shooting season two. The people of Laguna, all of you guys, like, did you expect to have, you know, the reaction that you got? Like, for example, like I told you, teens forcing their parents to drive them up the coast so they could go to surf and sport and like visit all the hot spots. Like, was that at all expected at that point?
No, I think none of the success that came with the show was expected at all. Like everyone kind of thought it was like a true life. I live by the ocean and it was like a documentary and that was like going to be about it. And then it became this phenomenon where like everybody just went crazy. And fortunately it was a time that there was no social media. There was like nothing. So like, I think the fan interaction and like the popularity of it was so much more because like they weren't as connected, like as if it were to air today, like where we could like jump on someone's Instagram. Like you really had to come see us in person if you were like really wanting to like connect or like that's why we always did those appearances or like we go do these special events and things like that. So I remember walking through the airport and it was like all of us. It had to have been the main, you know, Steven, Lauren, Kristen, Dieter, Hoosie, Jessica, Taylor, and I or something, all walking through the airport. And it was like people were like pulling, like grabbing shirts and like we were like like I was like, this is insane. And that was like the moment I was like, oh my gosh. Like this is crazy. Like people really, really like the show.
I probably would have fainted.
No, yeah, oh, right. Like, and we were right. Like going in these like back ways through the airports. Like I was like, that didn't even know existed. Like I was like, this is crazy. Yeah.
And you're 18 when all this is happening.
Oh yeah. And you're like, this is so cool. Like, you know, so yeah, it was definitely crazy. Like it just like hit us with like a, you know, in the face, like a ton of bricks.
So that was kind of going to be my next question. Like, would you say that was the moment when you realized like my life has changed? Like it's different than it was yesterday. Like I am a celebrity now.
I mean, yeah, I don't think I ever like thought of myself as a celebrity, but like, I was like, wow, people really like this show. You know, I was like, oh my gosh. And like people either loved or hated me. So it was like, it was a push and pull for me. Cause like I'd have like these great experiences and times. And then like, people would like shout at me like, you stole Jessica's boyfriend. Like, I hate you. You know, like people either loved me or hated me. So there was, I mean, how many times I got up on stage to do an appearance and people like booed me because they were like, you know, at that point you were like team Jessica or team Alex or team Kristen, team Lauren. So it was like up and down because being 18, 19 years old, like you're insecure. Like you want people to like you. And like Jessica and I would try to like buddy up and be like, guys, come on, it's over. But it was like, oh, people are very serious about this and who they like. And I went to like this small private like 2-year college after high school because I ended up moving to LA to pursue music. And I remember like people would run into my dorm and like steal my clothes or like put notes under the door and like either like wonderful notes like you're my like I'm such a fan or like I hate you. And then I'd walk downstairs and they'd be doing like full Laguna Beach viewing parties, like everyone. And I'd be like, okay,
this is
hi guys. Like, yeah, I guess airing? I'll sit down. It was crazy. So I think
was
in
your
that moment,
season airing during that time?
I think so. I had to have been, yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's wild.
So yeah. Or maybe they were like just doing it to mess with me. And like, they had like the video, the VHSs. I can't remember because we would have already been grabbed. Well, I guess because they shot Graduation. So yeah, right. Makes sense. Yeah, it probably was airing.
So speaking of viewing parties, what was it like to watch yourself on the show? Would you watch it alone? Would you watch it with other people? What was that experience like? Did you not want to watch it at all?
So we literally would get the tapes like a week before it aired. It would be like on a Wednesday night, like a school night. And we'd like pop them and we'd watch them. And then we'd all call each other and be like, oh my God. Like, I'd be like, by the way, like, you know, that wasn't the same this, or like, oh, you know, can you believe, like, we would all kind of like fill in the blanks. Cause like, we never had any idea of what was going to be shown or how they were going to edit things. And so like a lot of the times during like the Jessica, Jason, Alex, like triangle, like Jessica and I were on the phone, like, she's like, oh, I know that was like in I'm like, I just want to make sure we're on the same, like, you know, like, no, this happened then. You're aware of like how they're making it seem. And she's like, oh my gosh, like totally. Like still to this day, like when I just saw Jessica recently for the Kristen photo shoot, like we were just laughing. We're like, it's just so funny how something that was like so small, like in the scheme of like your high school career, just still like 20 years later, like live with Jessica and I. Like, and we're, like, that's why we took a picture together. We're like, we have been friends for years, guys. It's big surprise.
Well, speaking of reality TV, and I'm saying that very with quotes, like, when did you learn that Laguna Beach like wasn't reality TV and that production would be coming up with narratives for you guys? They had a storyline for you, like as you said, but the Jessica Jason, like the overlap really wasn't there, or it was very minimal. Like, when did you know in the first season, seeing your friends go through it, or what was that discovery process kind of like for you?
I think like by then, like Kristen, Steven, and Lauren were very aware of what was going on, and it wasn't really communicated to the rest of us. Like, I think they just kind of knew how to like start playing the production a little bit better. And I think we were just like, I feel like you could see it in my character in like season two. It was like, I just was completely unedited myself and like unapologetic too. Like, I was like, I don't care. Like, I honestly thought I was going to be like the funny girl, like, because I thought we did so many funny things together, Taylor and I, that like, that was going to be like our friendship. And it was like, little did I know that it would be like this villain-esque role that I was stepping into. But I mean, I think I kind of got an idea when like, they would literally be like a story writer, and like, we'd be filming and they would be in like another room, like literally writing out a storyline, like as we were like talking and doing a scene. So then the production would come in and have us do pickup lines or like walk through certain ways. Like, I remember like from the very beginning, we did like the intro for season two, and it was me, Taylor, and Morgan on one side. And then it was Kristen, Hoosie, and Jessica on the other. And we were not there, obviously, the same day. And they were like, okay, walk down the street. We're like, okay. So we walked down the street trying to be cute. And then they're like, okay, now look at me and pretend like you like hate me. Like, give me a look of someone you would like hate. And we were like, okay, like just so naive and like give them this look. And then here comes the promo for season two. We're like, oh, we're idiots. Like, yeah, that's what they're doing. So
that's weird. Why would they want that?
Yeah. I mean, I think we were just so excited and like, it was so much fun that like, I just didn't, like, I remember calling like MTV crying, like sometimes with the, when I would get the tapes, cause I'm like, I just didn't know you were going to make me out to be this character. I had no idea. And I think they really took advantage of like us being young, and also like they would always play up, oh, it's such a great opportunity. Like, if you don't want it, someone else will. But having said all that, I still like look back and have like the best memories. And like, fortunately we were all really good friends. So it's like, we knew what was true and not within our friend group, you know? So it wasn't like a big surprise or anything.
I listened to you on Kristen and Steven's podcast, Back to the Beach, and she shared some of those tricks that they would play on you guys. I also learned that you guys were really close, aka, you know, and Alex and Kristen and Alex, and double Alexes. And it was so interesting watching it back, because even in Kristen's very first monologue, season two, episode one, she says, as long as those two stay out of my life, everything will be fine. As if that'll happen.
As long as those two stay out of my life, we'll be okay.
Right. Like, that will happen.
I mean, Kristen was one of your close friends. So I'm wondering, was it hurtful to watch
back those things? Or were you already clued in that she has to lean into that or read off a script that a producer hands her? How did that impact your relationship in real life?
I feel like there was definitely that where like I knew that she's leaning into like this and there had to be a storyline. I mean, and it was a true storyline that Kristen and Taylor, like, we were all best friends. Like there, and we continue to be best friends even after all of it. And it was like one little fight. I feel like they really capitalized on that and having two different groups. And I think honestly, because of that, it did kind of strain our relationship because we were always separated and it was always like them there, this there, but like no cameras. Like I was hanging out with them all the time. And like Alex H was like one of my best friends in sixth grade. And then Kristen just kind of fell into like a different group. Like, you know how you kind of like pop around groups. And so it naturally kind of happened, but we were always best friends. But had it been like her junior year filming, like I was with her all the time. Like, you know, it was like we always maintained a very close friendship is what I should say. But I do think we kind of had to lean into like what they were trying to do. And because of that, it separated us more.
That makes sense. So obviously the show got a lot wrong because it was promoting a storyline that it kind of concocted. Was there anything that you felt like the show really got right? Like, for example, I love the scene when you and Taylor are saying goodbye. You're both going off to college.
You're really leaving. It's weird. It like hasn't hit me that I'm like actually gonna drive out of here and like not be coming right back. It's really sad.
I know.
Just sad.
Don't cry. Don't make me cry.
I'm sorry.
It's just okay. Like, but we're all gonna be having so much fun, you know. You can still call me, you know?
I know, it's just...
It's different.
It's gonna be a lot different. Like, who am I gonna hang out with? You struggle. I can't. I don't want to go. Struggle. Ow.
You can just tell you have the lump in your throat. You both do, and you're like... trying not to cry. And that's, you know, something that seemed genuine to me. I'm curious if there were other moments like that that stuck out to you in the show.
I mean, that like they like separated Taylor and I like made us wait to do that moment. Like they really wanted to make sure that like the goodbye was really filmed. And that really was like that was as real as it could get. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I hate to say that like the Cabo fight, that was a very genuine moment for me. Like Emily, Jessica's friend, has been my best friend since I was born. And so like she always kind of like was trying to diffuse like the situation, but like it's my most regretful moment on the show, but I feel like it's also like a very real, raw, emotional fight that did happen. I mean, I feel like even just doing like the winter formal ask like to Jason and Talon, like when we did that together, like that was all like stuff we would have done without cameras around. Like it was very much like us. Like, that's how Taylor and I were. We're just, like, goofy, like, best friends. I don't know. I feel like for the most part, you can see those genuine moments there. Like, you can tell when those are, like, they're not contrived. Like, it was very natural. Like, whereas, like, some of the scenes were, like, a lot with, I would say, with, like, Casey and I filming was, like, very rough. Like, that was, like, kind of a forced situation. And I loved Casey. It's just we weren't best friends. And they wanted to really include her and create this story together. So like I feel like that was like and I'm sure people could read that and see that, you know.
The promposals for me was such a highlight. I mean, when you guys are hiding in those boxes, like, oh yeah, can you see them?
Taylor,
what
are they there?
I don't see them.
They're here.
Yay.
I was like laughing out loud. Oh,
it's like one of my favorites too. I love that was what we did at Laguna. Like, it was always like the biggest ordeal to like ask someone. It like was always like, who can be like the most creative? That was like very genuine.
You guys started like a revolution with that because this was pre-social media. Like no one really knew what other schools did for these moments unless you had friends who lived in other cities or states. And where I grew up in Connecticut, that was not a thing. Like you just asked someone at school in between classes. But after Laguna Beach aired, all of a sudden, for every single dance, like someone needed a goldfish with a balloon tied to it.
Oh, stop. Like, I love it.
Otherwise, it was like, you're a loser.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're like, no, I'm not going with you. You got to ask me cool. Like, I got to need it.
From the coast of California to the beaches of Connecticut, you guys made such an impact on high school culture. And I was like, if people don't ask me in the way that Taylor and Alex asked,
I love
Alex
it.
Jason, I'm not going.
And this was like pre-Pinterest. Like, think about, like, we actually had our own ideas. So I was like, that's like pretty damn good.
How did you do the highway sign?
Oh, oh my gosh. I know. That was that was crazy.
I
just
pulled a U-turn in the middle of that. I mean, it was all so impressive.
I mean, it was next level. It was.
It really was.
You mentioned Cabo, Alex. I have always wanted to know, like, were you guys just going to Cabo parentless on MTV's dime, like living the life I wanted to live when you were in high school, or what was actually happening on those trips?
Yeah, we were, it's like a Laguna or like rite of passage. Like, we were going to Cabo, everyone would go to Cabo for spring break, like since forever. Like, you know, it was like since middle school. And like a lot of people that lived in Cabo would come and move to Laguna, and a lot of Laguna people would live down in Cabo. So it was a very like familiar community. And like, we would go to the same bar that we'd like, and we would know the owners of restaurants, and like, just cause we had this little community that we loved down in Cabo. And then, so this was something that we all used to do. And then they, of course, they were like, oh, you guys go to Cabo every year. This is great. We're going to film you guys in Cabo. So they didn't pay for our trip. They just kind of tagged along.
Oh.
So, or maybe they didn't tell, like, I mean, my parents would have paid for it at the time. So I have no idea. I don't think that they did. I think it was, they just kind of tagged along. The thing it was is, you know, in Cabo, when you're 18, you're legal. So senior year, it's like, we're going to go crazy. Like, it was like freedom. And our parents, like, you know, I feel like we had a really good group of kids and parents that were aware of what was going on, but like, we were also all got good grades. We were responsible. Like, I mean, we still had to be home by certain times. I mean, it was very much regulated by our parents. Like, we couldn't just go hog wild, but like, I think they knew being in Cabo 18, we were probably gonna, you know, let loose a little.
Some fun.
Say that we were all jealous.
Yes.
Yeah. I know, but now being a mom of three, I'm like, oh gosh, like, I can't imagine like having my kids on camera, like, with red solo cups. I'm like,
oh my red God. Solo cups are another thing that, yeah, like, if you had a photo of yourself on Facebook with a red cup, like, you were automatically cool because of
well, and you know, that's because we weren't allowed to show brands. So like, MTV could not interject with anything. Like, a lot of people that like didn't want to be on camera, they would like hold like any like brand bottle or something. They would like, because MT would have to pay for it, you know, and they kind of would follow us along, and we would that. And so the red solo cup, they would always have cups for us ready to pour whatever we were in. Yeah. So
funny. I had no idea that you guys were drinking.
I mean, not everyone all, was I feel really like, fun. Like, I'm not saying that it was, but even if it was like a Diet Coke, you couldn't show it on camera, you know, like, it had to have been like poured into a cup. But
of course.
Yeah. I mean, like, what high school? I mean, actually, I shouldn't say that, because I'm like, please, dear Lord, don't let my kids party ever.
So you mentioned that Cabo was a really hard moment for you. And in another part of the season, we see that you also experienced this really cruel rumor. And I just feel like the way that you handled it was super inspiring. I think that rumor is a relatable experience, unfortunately, for so many girls, being started by a boy at their school or a catty girl saying something mean about them that makes its way around the school. It just felt so relatable. It's so invasive. It's so embarrassing. And just being a young girl myself, watching it play out on TV, seeing you go confront Casey to stand up for yourself, it was really empowering.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I remember thinking, like, the next time I hear someone say something shitty about a girl in my grade, like, I'm going to tell them that it's not cool. Like,
yeah,
you're a low chick.
You're one low chick.
Like, I'm just going to say something. Low chick.
I know.
So I just have two questions for you about this moment.
Because it really stood out to me as a highlight of the season. Well, I'm sure it was horrible to go through in the moment. You mentioned you were so confident and just yourself the entire season. where did you get that confidence from at 17, 18 years old?
It's a good question because I feel like I don't have that confidence anymore.
What?
I don't know. I feel like I was so unaware. Like, I feel like as I got older, the more self-conscious I got, because then I started to realize, oh, and I feel like social media had a lot to do with that as you get older. Like, we didn't have a lot of comparisons back then. Like, whereas, like, I had always been that way. I'd always been outspoken. I'd always tell you how I felt. And still to this day, like, I feel like I'm a no BS person. Like, I can't, like, fake it. Like, I just physically can't. Like, I'm not good at doing it. I was proud of myself in those moments, for sure. Do I think I handled it right in Cabo? Like, no. Would I ever want anyone to talk to someone like that? Absolutely not. But a lot of girls would come up to me and say, like, I feel so empowered by you. Like, I could stick up for myself. I didn't feel like I was able to before. And, like, watching you gave me that confidence. And so, like, things like that make me, like, happy and, like, okay, well, at least, like, I helped somebody. But looking back, like, I would have loved to have done it different. And, like, my grandma would watch an episode and be like, that's not real. You don't do that to people, right? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like, this is horrible.
The storyline producer told me to say it.
No, I was like, it's all made up. Yeah. It's all fake. Just acting. And that rumor, like, I had, like, a disgruntled, like, ex-boyfriend who was friends with Casey's boyfriend at the time and, like, was really mad that I was doing this show. And, like, I feel like he really just wanted to, like, be mean. And I think that's why I got mad at Casey in that time, because she knew it. And I felt like she still repeated it. Like that's the thing with rumors, right? It's like, you want the rumor to die at some point. But then I felt like Casey knew that, like, it wasn't true and that he was vindictive. And that's what was, like, making me so upset about it. And even after it all happened, like, I mean, literally he called me, like, I was, like, so upset. And he was like, I'm so sorry that I did that to you. I was like, well, that's going to live with me forever. It's on film, like, because you were, like, just trying to be a dick. And, but yeah, no, it's good to hear stories like what you said, because it makes me feel, like, better. But I feel like for so long, I was so embarrassed about that part of the show, but, like, that makes me feel a little bit better.
It's so relatable. I mean, every month it seemed like there was a new rumor about a new girl in my school, and it's just someone being a dick always. Like, yeah. That's always what it is.
Well, it's jealousy. Like, it's like, exactly. You know, yeah.
But we didn't have to watch it play out on national television. That's,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm sure for you, like, you got over it and moved on with Casey, but then it airs several months later. Like, how did you cope with that? Like, you mentioned people at your college were doing watch parties.
I mean, it was humiliating. Like, that's for sure. Like, I feel like both of those moments were, like, big moments for me of, like, kind of, like, growing up, like, where I was like, okay, A, like, I never want to, like, that's just so ugly. Like, the Cabo episode, like, I was like, ugh, like, I don't want to ever talk to someone like that. Cause, like, in the moment, you're not really thinking about it. Like, I just kind of, like, diarrhea of the mouth. I'm like, just letting it go. And then I think they were, like, moments of growth there. But again, I felt like you said, like, I did have this enormous confidence where, like, I just didn't feel in the moment that I was going to, like, let that, like, make me super insecure. But, like, now as I'm older, like, if my kids were to ever watch it, like, I'm not proud of, like, that's not something I want my kids to see. Like, I don't want them to ever think that I was, like, a mean girl, which I wasn't in high school, honestly. And I just
came off that way.
I literally did, like, that whole lead up to the Cabo fight. We were actually filming a dinner, me, Kristen, Taylor, and Alex Hooser. And I got a call from Cammy. He was like, you'll never believe this. And at this time I'm dating Jason, which was, like, a 2-week thing. Like, so,
Cammy, so Cammy, so, who ended up going to prom with him.
Yes. Yeah. that Cammy. Yeah. And so she calls me. She's like, you'll never believe this. Like, Jason and Jessica are hooking up right now, or whatever it was. And I was like, oh my God. And all four of us were like, let's go. Like, let's go to the party. So we, like, got in our cars to go to the party. And Taylor and I ended up getting pulled over by a cop. They used to, like, target us with cameras in our cars because they wanted to, like, somehow make an example of us because they thought that would, like, help. And Taylor accidentally slips her fake ID to the cop. Then he finds my fake ID. We both get taken to the police station. And all the while, like, so this whole drama goes down. Everything ended up shaking out because they did something where, like, they didn't read our rights. Like, it was, like, very manipulative. And, like, we had lawyers. And so everything ended up getting cleared. But to make a long story short, we were leaving to Cabo like 3 days after this incident. So we never made it to that party to confront Jessica, right? Or like what I wanted to do is confront both Jason and Jessica. And the next time I saw her was that night in Cabo. So it was like a buildup. I'm just giving context behind what happened. And then I'm drinking in Cabo and here I am and I just let it rip. And it was not, you know, my proudest moment, but
we've all done something like that, that we're not proud of and felt bad about. And it, just as Kelsey said, yours was on TV. So it's not just you. Trust me. We've all been there.
I'm like high school. I feel like your girl fights last like 2 weeks and then you're like back to being best friends again. It's like the end of the world was like a 5 day period. And then it like was over. But like in a reality show, it's the entire season. So it looks like it's like a year long.
You have like one angsty AIM away message targeted at someone, and they text you and you get over it. AIM.
Here we go. Such a good throwback.
Well, didn't you and Jason only date for like 2 weeks? I heard that on Kristen and Steven's podcast too, but that became like such a huge focus.
We were like maybe a month, but like we were like besties. And then it just kind of naturally, and I had like a boyfriend prior, and like we were having a break, and then we like had this like random month of being together, and like it just kind of like we were like, no, we're kind of like being friends better, but totally became my storyline with like Jessica and Jason, the whole thing.
I told Kelsey if I was there, I would have wanted to be part of that love triangle because I just thought Jason was the cutest thing back in the day.
He is cute. He's a good looking guy. He still
what
is.
What teenager can grow facial hair like that? Like, I really think it was
and
the facial
hair.
He was
like a great athlete. Like, he was like totally my type. Like, if you see, like, people think my husband now, like, everyone's like, you have such a type. Like, they all look like
the same.
All my boyfriends have the same, like, facial, dark hair, dark skin, facial hair. But yeah, we were way better as friends.
Well, yeah, I was a little bit jealous to say the least. But so, Alex, there's been like a huge resurgence in nostalgia and appreciation for Y2K and the music, the shows, the trends. I'm not sure if it was like the COVID lockdown or what, but regardless of the cause, we're grateful seeing some of our favorite memories and content getting the flowers they deserve. Laguna Beach was brought to Netflix in 2022. Kristen and Steven started their Back to the Beach podcast. Did you notice any like changes once that happened? Were you getting DMs from people like me all of a sudden? Like, did that kind of surprise you?
I mean, maybe a little, but like, I feel like it's funny because still to this day, like, I feel like I live such a normal life. Like, I forget that I was on a show. Like, I really do. And then I'll just totally be humble because I'll walk into like a grocery store and someone will be like, oh my gosh, Alex, like, I love you on Laguna Beach. And I'm like, huh? Like, looking around, like, wait, like, how do you even recognize me? I don't even look the same. I just feel like I'm such a different human from then that I like, it totally like humbles me. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe that that was my life, like, so long ago, and that people still have such a like love for it. It makes me really happy though. I love it. Like, it was such a big part of my life for so long, but I've been so normal for so long that I feel like I forget. So when like it came out on Netflix, I was like, oh boy, here we go. You know, but for the most part, I feel like it's people always will DM me or like people love to write on my TikTok and be like, your face is so different. I'm like, yeah. I lost weight. I got a nose job. I've had 3 kids. Like, I don't know what else you want me to say. Like, yeah, I look different.
As we all would after 20 years, right?
And I hope better. Like, yes. I like, did not peak in high school. Like, come on.
Hell no.
Amazing.
So when you think of the show, like, what do you want the legacy of the show to be? Like, what do you want people to walk away with? I know that's a deep question to spring on you, but any thoughts?
I love the legacy of it being that it was like the first of its kind. Like, I feel like now everything and everyone has a reality show. Like, and so I feel like we're so oversaturated in reality. Like The Bachelor, for example, I don't know if you guys are like fans or watch The Bachelor, but like, it's exciting for like maybe the first, or it was exciting for the first like 5 seasons or 10 seasons. But like when it goes into like 20, like, I'm done now. Like, we've seen it, but I feel like, because it was first of its kind, it's just so special. And I think that's why it continues to like pop up and still be recognized and people are still so interested. It's almost like history and the evolution of like television, like a little piece of it. I mean, look at like the Real Housewives of Orange County, like, popped out because of it. You know, it's like there's so many like iconic shows that like followed after because of it being the way that it was. So I just like the fact that like we were the first and like that it was something that kind of like would live on forever because it was first of its kind.
Pioneers, truly.
There you go. There you go. The pioneers.
I watched Siesta Key and I'm like, oh, they just can't recreate.
It wasn't good, right? Yeah.
I also think you guys being in high school, like I think legally that would be really hard for people to do now. Like I don't think anyone would ever.
So many of those things like we couldn't do.
8th grade when the show came out, I think. And it was just like such a lightning in a bottle, like cultural moment. Everyone watched Laguna Beach. Everyone talked about it at school the next day. And it felt so real. Yes. And now we know, obviously, from you, not everything was. The people, the location, the drama are real. Like, maybe not in every case.
Yeah.
But it just, you guys all seem so authentic. And because you were. It was like real emotions.
Yeah. I mean, the storylines weren't made up, you know? Like, they were just maybe exaggerated. So, I mean, they were following. And it was... That's what's great about it because now people are doing anything to be on a show, right? So like it doesn't come off as genuine. Like everyone just wants to be famous or wants to like grow their Instagram. It's like, especially that first season, like those kids had like no idea what they were about to embark on. And like, I feel like editing can make things look away. But I mean, that drama, those storylines were there. They just were like expanded on, you know? And that was because it was authentic to like us and there was no pressure to be a certain way. Or I think as the seasons went on, people start to like, okay, I'm going to maybe not say this or not do that. Like, you know what I mean? Like people kind of knew to be a little more strategic, but those first two seasons, I feel like were very real.
It was the Wild West of reality TV.
Knowing everything you know about the show now and what it turned out to be, if you could go back in time to give baby Alex any advice, what would it be? Would you even give her any advice?
I don't know if I'd give myself advice, but if I had like a redo or a wish that I could like put upon myself back then is like, I wish people could like really see my personality for what it was. Like, I felt like I was like this funny, outgoing, loud. And I feel like because I needed to follow a storyline, it wasn't always shown in that way. But I don't think I would like tell myself to do anything different. I think it all happened the way it was supposed to happen. Even that fight that I'd like never want my kids to ever see ever. That's just who I was in that moment. And like you said, like people either like love that you stuck up for yourself or like you were like, I hated you. Like that was so mean, you know? And a lot of people were on both of those sides. Like they were either me or they were Jessica. And I feel like a lot of people could relate to that. And so I don't know. I just don't think I would fix anything or switch anything around. I just wish I could have had more time showing the real me that people could like understand like a little bit more of my personality.
We could see it, Alex.
It definitely came out as funny and real, like authentic. And I remember thinking like, yeah, I'd definitely be Alex's friend.
Oh, I love that.
That came out to us.
Yes. But tell us a little bit about life after the show and your pursuit of music. We got to see you perform Hello for the Stop the Slide event. I'm pretty sure I like downloaded that illegally off LimeWire or something. You obviously are extremely talented and it was no surprise to see that you got signed by a major record label. You released a single, Best Friend. Tell us about how all of that happened after Laguna.
So pretty quickly, I signed with like a manager and then ended up signing with a record label and this producer. And I was supposed to go to U of A with Taylor, actually. And like, we were like living together, had our dorm picked out. And then last minute, like, was like, no, I'm going to go pursue music and move to LA. I mean, that's like a very hard business to break into. But I mean, I was like number one MySpace music artist for a while, which I feel like that's like my claim to fame because it was like right when social media started. It's a tough industry. And I, to be honest, like I always thought I was going to be a Broadway singer. Like musical theater was my life. Like being a pop singer and having to be myself, like be Alex, was very scary because I always had played a character. So I just wasn't prepared. I had never thought in my life that I wanted to be like a pop singer. It just kind of happened. And I was like, okay, I'll kind of lean into this. But, you know, eventually it just like wasn't really what I wanted to do. And I had a great time. Like I did a couple mall tours and like did a lot of fun things with my music. But eventually I was like, I need to like get out of LA. Like I was like done with LA. I need to move home. And I want to go back to school. And then I just started doing like community theater. Cause like that was like the fire that lived within me and like pop singing and like music wasn't my like fire, like wasn't like making me feel fulfilled. And I also thought it was a really grimy industry. Like luckily I had very good management team that always like had my back, but like, it just wasn't my, like, sure, wasn't my cup of tea. But it was like the best experience.
I remember hearing a rumor that maybe you can confirm or deny that the Jonas Brothers potentially opened for you at a mall tour. Is that true?
There was, if I'm mistaken, I'm almost, this was like right when they were coming out. There was like a couple of like, I have to ask my manager again of who they were. I want to say yes, but then I don't quote me because then they're going to like attack me.
That's wrong. No.
But I feel like, yes, there was like some definite boy band people that opened for me on this mall tour that I was like, okay, like this is crazy.
I mean, like that's so iconic, especially seeing how far they've come. And you mentioned boy band. We are a Y2K pop culture podcast. We spent a lot of time talking about Britney, NSYNC, the Backstreet Boys. It has to be mentioned that you dated a Backstreet Boy, the Nick Carter, and spent some time, I believe, living with Angel, with Aaron. Can you give us
know your stuff?
We prepared. Can you give us some insight into that?
Yeah, I lived with Angel in LA, and we became very close, very fast. And obviously, she introduced me to Nick and her whole family, Aaron. Aaron and I were like, we were all great friends when we lived in LA. I still talk to Angel till this day. Like, I love her. And I did like briefly date Nick for a little bit because Angel was always like my setup queen. She was like, oh my God, my brother's gonna love you. You two are like meant to be. It was me, Angel, and my girlfriend, Britt. And Britt was dating Nick's best friend. So it kind of just felt like we would all like naturally hang out, and it kind of happened, and then it didn't, and then it fizzled out. So, but yeah, I love Angel.
Was there, I mean, for me, I don't even think I would have been able to get over the hill of like dating a Backstreet Boy. Like, was there any like starstruck for that, starstruckness or anything, or not really? You were used to it.
At that point, like I was living in LA and like seeing a celebrity was every night. It wasn't a big deal to me at that time. Like the one time I really, like I love Vince Vaughn. Like that's like always been like my guy. And I saw him at a club one time and he like told me he liked my show and like all this stuff. Oh yeah. And that's like a moment where I was like, okay. I was like, ooh, that just happened. But, and not to say, it's just like when you're immersed in like the Hollywood life, like it just becomes like, you see one, you see them all. Like it's not as big of a deal. Like if you were to like walk down the street and not see them every day and then see somebody.
And you yourself were mobbed at an airport. Like you were pretty much a celebrity in your own right.
I was so famous. So famous. Yeah.
So do you still sing today? Are you still singing?
I sing in my car. No, not as much. I think I'm just really busy with the boys and like they think I'm annoying when I sing. Like my 2-year-old screams at me. We just saw the new Trolls movie and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like obsessed with all the like nostalgia, like the boy band throwbacks. They think I'm crazy because I like love, me and my husband just like love to sing it. And they're like, oh, I can't listen. I'm like, my husband's always like, you guys don't even realize like your mom, you know, used to be such a good singer and you don't even let her sing for you. But no, I mean, I'm just busy being a mom now. Right. So like singing's kind of come just in my car, the Broadway station on Sirius.
Love that. So you walked away from music. You said you just didn't want to do that. Thought it was kind of be a seedy industry, understandably. Where did you go from there?
So then I moved home. I went to a community college here. And then I ended up going to Chapman University. And then I was like on this path. I was going to go to law school, be a lawyer. It like really was interesting. I was working for a lawyer at the time. My life totally flip-flopped, right? Like I went from like Hollywood life to like very normal. And my dad had always said like, I just never wanted to like get too old to not go back to school. And I wasn't head in the clouds enough to feel like I was very self-aware that like this could not work out. And I can't like rely on the fact that I was on a TV show for a season or two, you know, like, So I thought getting an education was really important. At this time I was now dating my husband. And so I was finishing college and we knew we were going to get married. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go because he was with me through my entire college career. And I was like, oh my gosh, another 3 years of school. Like, I want to get married and have kids. And like, I just don't know if that's the right choice. So I ended up like not doing that. And then Morgan and I from the show, Morgan S, who's like my sister, best friend, still lives around the corner from me. I could literally throw a rock at her house. I see her almost every day. We work out every week together. We started a marketing business together and we had that for like 12 years. We just recently like shut it down because she had her second baby and I was having my third, and it kind of just felt like it was the right time. But we still have like big plans to do. We have a couple ideas that once her baby is a little bit older. So now I'm just like a stay-at-home mom and caring for three crazy boys that I love and my husband.
Speaking of staying in touch with your Laguna besties, it looks like you're also still really close with Taylor and Alex H.
Oh, yeah.
What was it like reconnecting with the rest of the cast for the Uncommon James shoot? Like, was it
insane? Oh, my gosh. You guys. Well, I talk to Alex Huser all the time, and I talk to Kristen as well, like just as much. Like, I've kept in touch with Kristen and Huzi, like it's never stopped. And Taylor, obviously, and Morgan and Jason, like, I would see all the time. And then he moved and we kept in touch. And we always tell Kristen, like, can we do it again? It was so much fun. Like, it was the best. We just sat at a table that first night that we got into town and we all just like laughed and shared stories and like, couldn't stop. We had like a 5-hour dinner. Like, it was so much fun. Like, there's something to be said about high school friendships that like, it's just like no time has passed. Even Jessica, I hadn't seen Jessica in years since I was in my early 20s. And like, we were the first two in town and I like picked her up on the side of the road and took her to, she wanted to go get her nails done. And we just sat in the nail salon and I was just like, we just like caught up. And now I talk to Jessica almost every week. It was one of the best, like, moments I've had in a long time. Like, it was so much fun. Laguna is like a very, I feel like getting to know other people. Like, I don't know if everyone had the same high school experience. Like, my husband went to the same high school, but like he came in like in middle school, like later on. Most of the friendships that accumulated at Laguna started, we went K through 12 together and there was less than 200 people in our graduating class. So like, even if you weren't in an immediate circle friendship, like there was like still this family thing that you had with everybody because you've known their family, you've known them, you've gone through all the things that everyone's gone through since kindergarten. So like, it's very special. And I don't know if that happens anywhere else, and I'm sure it does in some places, but it's very unique to have such a small school. And so when you see those people and reconnect, it's like no time's passed. We're all just have this mutual respect and love for each other, especially when it's like your besties that you haven't seen in like a couple of years. It was very special.
And you guys went through this experience that no one else can relate to. And I'm sure that that just kept your bond.
Oh, like, yeah.
You can't talk about that with anyone else unless they've been through it.
Right. Yeah. No, it's definitely makes you even closer. Like, I was just texting with Talon the other day because he just had his third baby. I'm like, how you doing, buddy? Like, how's it going over there? Like, I know it's hard. Three kids are a lot. We still all have that, like, type of friendship, which is nice.
I'm also dying to know, Alex, do you still keep in touch with those Dior heels that you purchased in the season 2 opening episode? Because I literally loved that you got them because Jessica Simpson had them.
My God, I think that's probably why I got them. You guys, I don't know if you heard this backstory. So it was a total reel, like, we're going to go shopping. And I went in to buy them and I was going to buy them and my card got declined. And I was
Stop,
oh my God, no, of course not. And I was like mortified. I was like, oh my God, like my allowance, like what is this? And so they made me walk out pretending like I had it like in the bag. And then I went the next day and ended up getting them. But it was like in that moment, like there was nothing in that bag.
Oh my God, I've never heard that.
Yeah.
I loved your app. I think you were wearing like a juicy zip up in that episode. And yes. I had the same one. And I was like, oh my God, I'm just like Alex.
Oh my God. I know those. See those juicy couture. That was everything. Like, I love a set. I feel like everyone rips off like the back in the day juicy sets.
You were wearing like a black one with Converse for the winter formal asking in the box.
I love how you know this. I gotta watch it again.
Yes.
Have you watched it since it like came out like recently?
So my husband's never really seen it. Like he was in college when it was airing and he was like, oh my God, like I've been to that house. Like I know her, and all his friends were like, yeah, right. And he was like, no, like I grew up in Laguna, whatever. And when it came out on Netflix, he's like, let's watch like a couple episodes. And I was like, are you sure? Like, I was like, So I put it on. You guys, I couldn't. I had to, I was watching it with like my shirt over my face, like with my fingers over my eyes, like, oh, I had to turn it off. Like, I just can't do it. But before my interview with Kristen and Steven, I knew that I should kind of brush up on my Laguna stories. And so Morgan helped me. I was like, Morgan, help me think of some memories I kind of like in here. And then I watched a little bit just to like, I think I watched the Cabo episode because that's what we're going to talk about. And my husband was like cringing too. I was like, and this is going off. I'm like, I know, it's awful.
Well, Alex, I know you have a hard stop coming up and we do not want to keep you longer. We're so grateful for your time, but I just wanted to ask you a final two-part question.
Yeah.
You're super mom to three boys. Are they old enough to realize that you are a reality TV show queen? And would you be open to this experience for them?
My seven-year-old thinks I'm embarrassing. Like, I can't even, like, I'm, like, so not cool. So, no, they do not think I'm a cool reality star queen. Maybe one day they will, but, yes. Yeah, my two-year-old is really into me, so maybe he thinks I'm cool, but, like, my five- and seven-year-old could care less. I think the world has changed so much that, like, it would have to be the right opportunity for my kids. I wouldn't be opposed to it. But with social media, and we always talk about this, like how grateful we were that we didn't have social media, because I think that could have really been scary for me and for everyone, because it would have been really, really rough. Like, I think with the way that people are and how they can hide behind a screen and say what they want. I don't know. I wouldn't say like no, but it would just have to be something that would be the right thing for them and that would better their life and not like put them back or into it like a tailspin or anything. You know what I mean? So we'll see.
And what about you? Would you ever dip a toe back into reality TV?
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it. It would have to be the right fit. I remember almost like 7 years ago, like they asked me to do an interview for the Housewives of Orange County. And I was like, just married, newly pregnant. Like, I was like, you guys don't want to see me on TV right now. Like, no, I'm just starting my life. But no, I wouldn't be opposed to it. But we'll see.
I would die to see you on Housewives. I feel like you'd be more Beverly Hills than OC.
Yeah, I'm not like the biggest fan of the OC franchise. I mean, I watch it and I love it, but I'm just like, they're so like, I don't know. I just feel like we got some fresh blood in there. Like, I'm watching Salt Lake City right now. Like, I started like from the beginning because I had never watched. I'm like, this is like, even my husband's like, this is great franchise.
It's so juicy. Are you like caught up yet?
No, not yet. Because everyone's talking about this Monica reunion. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, I got Monica's great. I'm like, she's bringing so much. She's causing so much. Like, it's great.
Alex, I knew I loved you from the first time I saw you on TV because I agree.
Yeah, she's brought a level to that show that I love. Thrown all those girls for a loop.
I'm not saying she's a great person or a friend, but she's great TV.
Great. It's what Morgan and I say. We say reality TV gold. They just knew how to cast, you know?
Reality TV has come a long way since you first graced our screens. Aww. And for that, we thank you for being a part of it. Because you were the mold.
Thank you guys for having me. It's so easy to talk to and so fun. So thank you.
That means so much. Thank you so much for your time and joining us. We know you are busy. You have a lot going on. And this has just been such a pleasure and an honor for the both of us because we are huge fans. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Oh my God. How cool was that?
I hope I played it cooler than I feel like I did.
Oh my God. I know. I probably like scared her. I know.
So Mary and I both, obviously, we rewatched the show before just, brush up on our LB trivia and all of that. But I rewatched the show during the pandemic when it came up on Netflix. And I feel like there were so many things I noticed rewatching it as an adult. And it was clearer to me that a lot of it was manufactured, like the pickup lines and stuff. Anytime you don't see someone's mouth moving and they're saying a line, I pretty much assumed that they edited it in later. So I feel like I was able to watch it back with a much more discerning eye. But even so, my affection for Alex didn't change. I loved her when the show first aired. I loved her watching it back as an adult. I'm even more impressed with the way that she handled herself. I know she shared with us that she wasn't very proud of how she handled every single situation, but like, who amongst us can say they have no regrets? She sounds like she has such an amazing head on her shoulders, and I just am so glad that she talked to us about it all.
What an exciting, incredible guest to have. Like, we were starstruck. She was so cool. And just what a great way to reflect on the 20-year anniversary of Laguna Beach. 20 years. That, like, makes me want to throw up, but it's fine. It's fine.
Genuinely, though, looking at what they're wearing, like, it could be this year.
Right? Because the trends are coming back and we love that. But we hope you loved this episode and us
as much as we love you.
Yes. So if you do, please leave a review, give us 5 stars.
You can catch up with Alex on Instagram at Alex, MURREL, and on TikTok at Alex Merle Johnson. That's AlexMurrelJohnson. And her, oh my God, I love her bio on TikTok. It says, "You either loved me or hated me from Laguna Beach."
We loved her. I love her even more. Thanks everyone for listening. Alex, thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. And we will see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Shut traffic out on the 101. Just blaze up and roll the top down neath that California sun. Oh, let those police helicopters shine the spotlights down on me. And I thank my lucky stars, there's no place else I'd rather be.
We got more bouncing.